What if the secret to a lasting relationship isn't finding your soulmate, but choosing them every single day? Duvall and Kadeen Ellis didn't stumble into a perfect marriage. They built one, brick by messy brick, through NFL cuts, financial crises, four sons, and moments when divorce felt easier than staying. Their two-decade journey from Brooklyn teenagers to cultural icons happened because they learned something most couples never do. Love isn't just a feeling you fall into, it's a choice you make when feelings fade. Forget everything you've been told about how relationships should work. The biggest trap couples fall into is following someone else's blueprint instead of creating their own. When Kadeen and Duvall met at a college banquet, she was the MC, he was an honoree, there was no lightning bolt moment, just curiosity and boldness. When Duvall didn't ask for her number, Kadeen wrote it in his program anyway. Their first real connection happened in his dorm room after a charity walk. Kadeen kicked off her shoes, devoured a turkey sandwich without worrying about looking cute, and they talked for hours about their dreams. Despite every signal pointing toward a typical college hookup, they just talked. She lay on his chest like they'd been best friends forever. That moment established something crucial. They were creating their own rules. After 20 years together, they've discovered that the real romance isn't in grand gestures, but in showing up when it's hard, in prioritizing we when me feels more comfortable, and in rewriting the rules when the old ones stop working. Without functional relationship models from their families, they created their own guidelines about communication, supporting each other's goals, and meeting needs. When circumstances shifted, they rebuilt those guidelines while keeping core values intact. Kadeen became the breadwinner while DeVale pursued acting. She initiated intimacy instead of waiting for him. They discarded dating rules about women playing hard to get or men always leading. Their relationship offered something their childhood homes never did, a space where they felt seen, heard, and encouraged without fear of ridicule or shame. Sometimes the bravest thing you can do is stop following the rules and start writing your own. Both grew up in homes where problems went unaddressed and appearances mattered more than resolution. Kadeen's West Indian upbringing meant constantly worrying about others' opinions. DeVale's family held caucuses to discuss shortcomings, making him argumentative and focused on winning debates rather than understanding. They committed to creating a new narrative where their children could express feelings authentically without shame. When they noticed an imbalance between their mother's involvement, they discovered DeVale's mom was simply avoiding being the meddling mother-in-law. After clearing that misunderstanding, both families now help whenever needed. Strong relationships reveal true character during crisis. At 19, facing an unplanned pregnancy, Kadeen felt conflicted. Happy, yet terrified of telling her strict Caribbean parents. DeVale's response revealed everything. I support whatever decision you make. Though he believed they could handle it, he fully supported her decision to terminate, viewing the situation from her perspective. The procedure day devastated them both. While Kadeen went inside, DeVale waited in the car, breaking down from fear. The clinic treated her with dignity, and the waiting room filled with women of all ages reminded her she wasn't alone. DeVale's coach demonstrated perfect support. You are not to come back to practice until that young lady is perfectly fine. Their communication styles clashed dramatically. DeVale confronted issues immediately. Kadeen became quiet and defensive. He approached conversations like reviewing game films, pointing out flaws for improvement. This backfired spectacularly. Through trial and error, he learned to actively listen rather than lecture. They dropped their egos during arguments, gave each other grace when emotions ran high, and never weaponized each other's triggers, understanding that nobody wins when you go to bed angry. Genuine friendship provides the solid foundation for their marriage's longevity. Duvall wants a friend, not a business partner with conditions. They've been broke together, rich during his NFL days, broke again when his career ended, and now experiencing newfound wealth. Money comes and goes, but their enjoyment of each other's company remains constant. Friendship is their cornerstone because everything else changes. Looks fade, circumstances shift. Their communication evolved from day-long heated debates to quick, real-time discussions where they resolve issues immediately. They learned to drop their egos and stop wasting time on trivial matters. The strength of their relationship comes from its uniqueness, like a diamond formed under pressure. They look within their marriage for answers, not to outside advice. Following someone else's relationship template often leads to failure. You need to find what works for you. When they fall off track, they return to the friendship that formed their foundation. Devale views his relationship with Kadeen as healthy codependency, where both partners champion each other's dreams and use each other's perspectives as checkpoints. Their shared goals and trust have eliminated blind spots. He compares their partnership to having someone securely at his back during a gunfight. Having a plan together kept them focused through rough patches, as they'd spent their first 2 weeks discussing future dreams rather than just attraction. Before entering any relationship, ask yourself if you're looking for someone to complete you. Expecting someone else to make you whole sets you up for failure. It's selfish to expect validation from another person. That's your job. When Kadeen told Devale football was just a means to an end, she knew nothing about the sport, but supported his determination. When supporting Kadeen's dream of becoming a traffic reporter, Devale's initial motivation was petty, proving her mother wrong. But watching Kadeen pursue her goals transformed him. He realized there could be more than one star in their relationship. True happiness isn't possible if one person solely depends on watching the other succeed. Their strength comes from mutually pushing each other toward greatness while pursuing their own paths. Planning their wedding exposed stark differences. Devale prioritized financial security, while Kadeen wanted an extravagant celebration. In 2008, he had over $200,000 saved and was set to start for his NFL team. Then disaster struck. He got cut as the recession hit. His investments plummeted, forcing him to liquidate assets. When he suggested postponing or choosing between a wedding and a house, Kadeen insisted on the wedding. Family pressure led to a 330-guest celebration, financially unwise, but she prioritized the event over stability. The first years were difficult as they became spouses, parents, and pursued new careers simultaneously. They conceived almost immediately, discovering during their Jamaican honeymoon they'd return as three. They learned priorities constantly shift due to blended families, aging parents, finances, or life's natural changes. The key is pivoting without losing your foundation, knowing when to seek help, and maintaining love without losing yourselves. Marriage isn't the finish line. It's where real work begins. Thriving couples embrace this truth instead of running from it. In a world obsessed with independence, choosing we over me feels radical, but that's what makes it work. After 20 years, Devale and Kadeen learned that lasting love isn't finding someone who completes you. It's choosing someone who challenges you to grow while loving you as you are. Their story isn't a fairy tale. It's messy and real, filled with terminated pregnancies, financial crises, postpartum depression, and moments when divorce felt easier. But they kept choosing each other. Friendship when romance faded, communication when silence felt safer, service when selfishness felt comfortable. Their secret isn't that they never wanted to quit, it's that they didn't. Every morning offers a choice. Will you prioritize your partnership or your pride? Stop waiting for perfect circumstances. Start building something real. You will face hard times. The question is, will you face them together? That choice, made daily, transforms a relationship into a legacy.